A new study that could boost HIV prevention efforts says African men do not engage in riskier sexual behavior after being circumcised. Research has shown that circumcision can greatly reduce men's risk of being infected with the AIDS virus. The study's been released as the 20th International AIDS Conference opens in Melbourne, Australia. The study was done in Kenya's Nyanza province, a region where male circumcision is not common. Nellie Westerkamp is the study's principal investigator and lead author.
The connection between male circumcision and HIV has been detected in a number of observational studies since the 1990s. However, the scientific inquiry on this topic culminated when three clinical control trials in Kenya, Uganda, and South Africa found that male circumcision reduces the risk of female-to-male transmission by about 60%.
Despite the risk reduction, Westerkamp says male circumcision should not be used alone to prevent HIV infection.
It's supposed to be implemented as a package of interventions altogether: male circumcision, condom promotion, HIV testing and counseling, and so on.
Some fear that if circumcision was promoted as a prevention measure, circumcised men might think it was all right to engage in risky sexual behavior.
If men who become circumcised believe that they are fully protected against HIV and engage in higher sexual risk-taking behaviors as a result of this belief, this could reduce or even negate the protective effect of male circumcision against HIV.
Between 2008 and 2010, nearly 3,200 uncircumcised men from Nyanza province took part in the study. Half underwent medical circumcision, while the other half did not. At the beginning of the study, those who chose to have the procedure actually thought they would be at greater risk of infection than those who chose not to have it done. That perception declined significantly over time. Researchers then monitored the participants. Westerkamp says fears of increased risky sexual behavior among circumcised men were unfounded.
Looking at sexual behaviors, we saw that the overall level of sexual activity increased equally in both groups, mostly driven by the youngest age group, that's 18 to 24-year-olds. However, despite this decrease in the risk perception among circumcised men and the increase in sexual activity in both groups, all other risk behaviors decreased in both groups, and some protective behaviors, such as condom use, increased, particularly among circumcised men.
Westerkamp says countries that have been holding back on implementing medical circumcision programs should have no concerns about scaling up those programs. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.